Saturday, June 12th. Okay. As I mentioned in the previous audio, the moon will be transiting Cancer. But she does a lot. She does a lot in Cancer. She creates a square to Chiron in Aries. She comes together with Venus in Cancer. She creates a sextile to Uranus in Taurus. She creates an in conjunction to Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. So whenever the moon, which like I mentioned before, it's the fastest moving body in the cosmos. So it's the fastest moving luminary. We feel a lot. The moon represents how we process emotion. It can feel like a roller coaster of emotions. So let me take it step by step. As the moon enters Cancer and creates a square to Chiron in Aries, it's this inevitable recognition of something has to change. Something has to change. Not because I know it cognitively, which is interesting because we're in the middle of an eclipse having to do with Gemini, which is the sign and energy of cognitive thought. But we realize, after everything we've learned, that cognitive thought right now is taking a backseat, right? So instead of it being something that we know, something that we read, something that we've studied, something that we've been told either by a coach or a therapist, now we realize it's something that we need. There is an emotional need to this change. There is emotional need to this shift, to this transition, to this change in direction. And the Chiron in Aries aspect of this is creating a little bit of pain. The moon in Cancer is saying, after everything I've been through over the last, at the very least, 3 weeks, I'm assuming more, I know I need to change. I know that I need to let go of either this relationship, of this career, of this space. I know that my relationship needs to go from one stage to the next. Any transition, right? Chiron in Aries is saying, yeah, but that's hard. And that's the part that we're really stuck in, because this next phase is asking for a different part of ourselves, is asking for that deeper layer of our individuality, of our personality, of our soul. We are meant to step into this from a different perspective, okay? And so the moon creating that connection at first is just like an emotional recognition and acceptance of the change that is inevitably coming and how uncomfortable that's making us. Now, the moon's connection or conjunction to Venus in Cancer is, my love, you've got you. Whenever the moon and Venus come together, it's such a lovely, lovely connection. It's all feminine energy, and Cancer energy is, again, this the sense of home, the sense of family, the sense of familiar. Now, we're not going back to what used to feel familiar. We are creating a new familiar. And so when the moon coming together with Venus in Cancer, what they're telling us is, focus and harness the relationship with yourself. Know that you've got you. Know that you've got the wherewithal and the internal fortitude to create this new path, or to embark on this new path, to create this new sense of home. Look, we've been talking about the creation of a sense of home for at least a year now, because I've been talking about this since the eclipses of Cancer Capricorn. And now we're experiencing the eclipses of Gemini Sagittarius. The reason I'm bringing this up to you right now is that it's important to understand that creating a new sense of home takes time. Think about what your sense of home was a year ago, and think about what that is now. And think about how much more it still needs to evolve. Why? Because our sense of home has left behind a lot of things, a lot of people, a lot of thoughts, a lot of behavior patterns, a lot of so much that makes us who we are. So the sense of home will continue to develop, and I will continue to remind you of it, not because I like to repeat myself, not because I don't have anything to say, but because it's important to understand that these things take time. And another reason I bring this up is that a lot of times people want to just be in a different space, in a different mental space, in a different mindset, in a different emotional space. No, my loves, it takes time. Look, the moon squaring Chiron in Aries represents that shift. But I wish it happened overnight. Oh, the moon's going to create a square to Chiron in Aries. That means a change is coming. And that means that I'm going to be changed in the next 48 hours. No. The moon transiting that, which it will again next month and the month after that and the month after that. It's just reminding us, hey, remember, you're creating a new sense of home. This is going to take some time. This is going to take some time. Why? Because you're still releasing the old, because you're still inviting the new, because you're still trying to figure out what the new is, what the new means to you, who the new you is, what your new mindset is. It's a lot. So if you have been rushing to try to understand something, you need to slow down. You need to slow down and you need to understand that there is a gift, that there is gold, that there is an opportunity to alchemize in the slow, in the space that feels that doesn't move. There is magic in stillness. We just have to be willing to invite it in and sit in it. Okay. Then the moon also creates a sextile to Uranus and Taurus. On Monday, June 14th, we have the second square between Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus. This overall is telling us what used to feel like home, what used to feel safe, what used to feel like your foundation no longer is. And think about how much foundation has to do with the idea of home. And these squares between Saturn and Uranus have been spread out to three different ones in three different parts of the year. The beginning of the year, which was in February, the middle, which is now June, and the end, which is December. That alone tells you that this transition and this unfolding of the new, this unfolding of a new foundation takes time. Okay? So understand that the moon in Cancer connecting on Saturday through a sextile to Uranus and Taurus is saying, lean into the new, be patient, and understand that it's all working out for you. Why? Because Uranus is ripping our structures. Is ripping our structures. I know that doesn't sound pleasant, but it is. Therefore, there is inevitable change happening that feels out of our control, and that's almost our gift. Not almost. It really is our gift that some of the changes happening in our lives are out of our control. Even if these changes are rewarding, even if you've had great manifestations with this eclipse season, even if opportunities have come to you, your work is showcased in a different way. The fact that things are just kind of rolling in is great because whatever, if it's manifesting positively or in just in a much more pleasant way for you, chances are that you couldn't have imagined these manifestations if you had been in full control. We allow ourselves to be pleasantly surprised by the universe when we get out of its way. Okay, so the moon in Cancer connecting in a sextile to Uranus and Taurus is trust the process, trust the magic. And guys, I'm not just telling you this to sound positive, to sound all nice. It's true. Lean into the fact, accept, believe the fact that the universe is really always working in our favor, even when it feels like it's breaking our hearts. I know. But we've all lived long enough, we're all grown enough to understand and to think back on the succession of our lives and think, man, think back on when we dodged certain bullets. Think back on when we've come across opportunities and it's been like, oh, wow, that was meant to be. This is that time. Lean into it, be loving, be kind, be caring. heal yourself or nurture yourself back or nurse yourself back from this emotional hangover. Prepare yourself for another week, not a tumultuous week, maybe a little bit, but understand that this is a process. Again, nurse yourself, drink a lot of water, have as much rest as you need, be present, be kind, really only try to be around people that don't drain your energy, be compassionate to self and others. All of these things have to do with a moon, a healthy moon in Cancer, okay?